Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The Law Society of Kenya has declared the IEBC unfit for the 2027 polls, a concern echoed by Deputy President Gachagua, who alleged government interference in recent by-elections. Meanwhile, President Ruto launched the 170 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi-Nakuru Mau Summit Highway project, set to create 15,000 jobs. The EACC has traced 22.9 billion shillings in illegal assets, recovering 3.4 billion shillings, as Governor Sakaja revealed 200,000 Nairobi landowners owe 60 billion Kenyan shillings in rates. Defence CS Duale met partners to advance the Taifika Care health model, and the High Court ruled Parliament cannot impose timelines on the NLC's land injustice mandate. Separately, CSS Murkomen and Kanja are being sued over the withdrawal of security details for Governor Natembeya and Senator Kalwale. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women out of 181 contenders are in ongoing by-elections, prompting activists to demand urgent electoral reforms. Chaos was reported in Bere North with voter bribery accusations. The IEBC is updating winning results.
In business,
government tightens insurance rules as Sanlam Kenya rebrands. NSC and Somalia's boss sign an MOU to boost cross-border markets. Centam's half-year profit rose 6.1% to 472 million shillings due to reduced debt costs.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.